Welcome to the updated site of the IEEE Ethics History Repository, or the IEHR. Once part one of the original site was established in mid-2016, it became necessary for me to pause in keeping the site up to date. For my involvement in creating and leading the Concerned Ethics Volunteers, a group of Blue Ribbon ethicists, we called the CEV, consumed most of my time. The CEV membership was comprised of a past IEEE woman president, a past ethics committee chair, a past ethics and member conduct committee chair, a past member conduct committee member, three co-authors of the draft material, which became the United States Activities Board proposal, along with one put forth by the board, and then once merged, created the original member conduct committee. Six of its seven members of the CEV were experienced life members, senior and fellow grades. I was one of the USAB authors and presented its proposal at a 1977 board meeting, leading to creating the original member conduct committee. We, the CEV, was actually involved in 2017, 18, and 19 in working to get ethics advice and ethical support restored to the members. This work caused me to fall behind in keeping the original site up to date. I am one of a few still in IEEE who are qualified to be able to capture IEEE's ethics history, as I have been involved in its ethics activity since the members in 1972 voted to amend its constitution and add professional activities for the first time. I wish to thank the IEEE History Center's director, Dr. Michael Gesalowitz, and his staff expert, Nathan Buehrer, for asking me to do the update with complete freedom as its editor. As most of you do not know me or my background or my motivations, the following material provides to you an insight which I've never shared publicly before, an experience I had nearly 50 years ago in my practice, and activities I've been involved with ever since in the IEEE, mostly in the professional area. Early, I was active technically, published papers, went to conferences, but over the last 50 years, I devoted almost all of my IEEE time to fostering professionalism in engineering, and particularly in industry, code of ethics, supporting that, seeing that ethics advice and ethical support are provided to members, even though it's been taken away for the last 20 years. So the material which follows immediately is very sensitive, very personal, but it's time that I bring it out so people understand what has been motivating me to devote so much effort and time into this particular field. Thank you. Please feel free to email me about anything on this site, and I will give you my best qualified reply. You may email to w.elden@iee.org. Thank you for visiting the site.